Okay, so today we're going to talk about the today we're going to talk about Bezalel. Bezalel is an interesting character as to why he was chosen. I want to try to go into try to understand why Hashem chose Bezalel to be the architect. It's actually an interesting question when you think about it. Why do you need a Bezalel to begin with? You have a Moshe and an Aaron, right? Moshe is like, he could do anything. Aaron, he's the Kohen Gadol. Why do we need a Bezalel? Hashem could simply tell Moshe and Aaron to build the Mishkan. It's a house of God. I don't know. This is where God would speak to Moshe. This is Aaron's domain. Why do you need a master craftsman? And it's a little strange. And the truth is, this is a discussion probably for Parshas Kisisa and for Yaakov Pekudei. So if we go back to Kisisa, Perek Lamed Aleph, Vaydaber Shel Moshe Lemor, Re'eh Karasi B'Shem Bezalel B'Ori B'Chol L'Bat Yehuda. Hashem says, "See, I have called by name Bezalel B'Ori B'Chol for the tribe Yehuda." V'Avaleh Oso Ruach Elokim B'Chachom B'Sfudu V'Das U'B'Chol Malacha. So his wonderful qualities, he's got wisdom, he's got understanding, and he has knowledge and every kind of craft. Lachshov bachshavos, lasos bezahov, akesef v'nechoshes. He can make all these designs with gold, silver, and copper. Uvacharoshes, eved lebalos, uvacharoshes eitz, lasos b'chol malacha. He can cut stones, he can carve wood. He is an amazing architect. What's fascinating is like we see all these like wonderful qualities of Bezalel, and yet the Torah does not describe anything that Bezalel does. He is selected as the chief architect. There's no mention of any actual creative designs that he made or anything about the process at all. All we mention are just his name and some of his qualities. So I'm trying to understand what the relevance, what the significance of a Bezalel is in our Torah. And the truth is, I think that Bezalel presents a very wonderful, a very powerful, relevant message to each one of us. But I want to first point out three unusual details that relate to Bezalel and his role in building the Mishkan. So the first is that he has an assistant. Okay? His assistant is Ohaliyav, and Perech, we will get to Paras V'Yakov. But in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Vav, it says, "Vani hinei nasati ito es Aliyah ben Achisamach lemate Dan." I give to him Aliyah ben Achisamach to the tribe of Dan, and he's an assistant. We don't really know what Aliyah does either. We don't really know. We just said, okay, we got Bezalel. He's really wise. He's got Chachma Tzvuta Das, and he's got this sidekick. And we really don't know anything about him. I also want to point out the second point, maybe it's not really a question, but just an observation. Some people look at this parsha, Vayakhel or Kisisa Vayakhel, is that, this is the parsha of fine arts and craftsmanship. People say that the economists love, what parsha do the economists love? What parsha do they love? They love economics. I mean, what parsha of economists love? They love Miketz, right? That's the parsha of the economists love that. What parsha do the accountants love?
Pekudei.
Pekudei, very good, right? Pekudei, they love Pekudei, right? So, and this is the parsha of Kisisa V'Yakov. That's the parsha of the architect, maybe. But it's fascinating that Bezalel was this expert. Why is it so unusual that Bezalel would be such an expert in all of these in these fine arts, these specialized weavings, and these creative designs? Why is that unusual? Why would that be unusual?
He had no training.
He had no training, right? Why do you have no training?
He was a slave in Mitzrayim.
Right. So the Ramban, right? The Ramban in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Beis says, Re'eh Karasi B'Shem
Could be that he was the grandson of me.
Yeah, so
I was
haven't read that he was just a plain person. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose him and gave him all of these characteristics, being a das, ability to do everything.
Right.
So why?
He was a grandson of the Mishpacha there.
Right. Okay, so we're going to talk about his yichus in a bit. So let's just go step by step. And I hear it started. We're going to try to develop that idea a little bit. We'll see. And the truth is, what you're saying might be suggested, maybe, by the Ramban. If you look in the Ramban, Perek Lamedal, Pasuk Beis, the Ramban says, Ra'eh, Karasi B'Shem, Etzal Abedor Ben Chor, Amar Hashem L'Moshe, God says to Moshe, Ra'eh, Karasi B'Shem, U'Moshe, Amar the Yisrael Ru'u Karash Hashem. You should see that, Hashem selected him. Vatam ki Yisrael b'Mitzrayim pruchi b'avodos chomer levanim. Like if the Bnei Yisrael, right? If they wanted to go out working after being slaves in Egypt, they wouldn't be architects. What would they be? They all go into the construction business, right? That's what they did for hundreds of years. They were in the construction business. Bricks and mortar. Lo lamdu malachas kesef v'zava charoshes avarim tobos v'lo rosam klal. He didn't study the work of silver or gold or fine stones. They didn't see that at all. V'hinehu pela. It's like a wonder. Sheim sebahem adam chacham gadol v'kesef v'zava charoshes evet v'eitz v'choshev v'rokim v'oreg. It's mamish a wonder. It's a pela that they would find someone who is a chacham gadol, a wise person in silver, in gold, in fine stones, in wood, in embroidery, in weaving. Ki af belomdu b'fnei chachamim, even people who study this in front of wise people, in terms of experts. Lo yimatzei baki b'chol homnios kulam, to be really a jack of all trades with all this. So that's obviously extremely difficult. Vayod v'ha yodim v'regim b'hem b'vo. Especially people who are just in mud and you know mud the whole time, they won't be able to do this kind of fine work. He's like, why is Bezalel like get all this wisdom? What's being hinted at? And Perhaps at the end of this Rabban, Sandra, it says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Haya ratzam milfada of lasos hamishka b'midbar v'lichvoda bra'o ki hu kori adoros be'rosh k'derech b'terem etzarcha b'beti daticha." Sort of like he's quoting a pasuk in Yeshayahu that to make the Mishkan he created, you know, for God's honor, and he sort of planned this initially, sort of before I formed you in my womb, I knew that you would do this. I sanctified you. So he cites this pasuk in Yeshayahu, which may hint to the fact that maybe this was God's plan, and He just gave Bezalel these qualities. And I think we'll try to develop that a little bit more. But if you look at Rashi says when we talk about Bezalel having chachma, tevuna, and das. So Rashi says, what's chachma? Masha Adam. So what's chachma? Chachma is what you learn, right? Chachma is knowledge that you have from other people, right? That's chachma. What's tevuna? Mevin davar milibo mitoch davar shalamad. Tevuna is you have understanding. You have, again, chachma is like wisdom, is knowledge. Tevuna is the ability to infer. And das is ruach hakodesh.
So again, it's like Bina.
Sorry? Hello?
Tevuna is Bina,
right. To infer something. But Das, Ruach HaKodesh, possessing the divine spirit. So what does that mean? Like, why does a great craftsman require Ruach HaKodesh? In other words, it's not, who's the one who gets Ruach HaKodesh here? It's Moshe. Hashem tells Moshe what to build, and then Moshe tells the craftsman to build. Why does Bezalel need Ruach HaKodesh? Moshe is the one. It's almost as if Bezalel's unnecessary. Just have Hashem. Sorry, you're breaking up, Evan.
Moshe built it the wrong way.
You're saying that? Yeah, we're not going to get into
it. The wrong way.
Yeah, the Aaron versus the Mishkan, what comes first? Right? They have different shittas about that. Okay. But I guess that's not our topic. But, You're breaking in and out, Evan. I'm sorry. You're breaking in and out, Evan. Evan? You're breaking in and out. Sorry, I can't hear you, Evan.
I hear you.
Okay. So my question is, why is it necessary for Betzalel to have Ruach HaKodesh? So in this week's Parsha, Perek
Lab. Building the Mishkan, I mean.
Okay. Yeah.
He's not just building a building.
Okay, he's building a Mishkan, but Moshe is telling him what to do. Why do you need Ruach HaKodesh for what? Was he an expert or was he not an expert?
It seems that he was an expert.
He's also able to train other people to do it.
So you're saying that Ruach HaKodesh, you need Ruach
HaKodesh. Knowledge to other people. He can't do it all by himself, but he can teach other people to do these things. That's what... His specialty was not only that he could do all this stuff, but he could teach others.
So you need. So again, you need Ruach. I'm just asking. You need Ruach HaKodesh for that.
Well, if considering that he didn't really have these talents and never really learned them, so then.
So we're trying to build the case. We're trying to build the case that maybe that line in the Ramban where he's quoting the pasuk that I sort of deemed you from birth. And Rashi says Ruach HaKodesh that maybe he didn't have any natural talent, maybe, especially because what kind of talent would you get from just being involved in, you know, mud and bricks in Egypt?
He's supposedly 13 years old.
Right. The Gemara says he's 13 years old, correct?
Ruach HaKodesh is like Ruach Elokim, what's up here?
Yeah. So if you look here in Perek Lamed Hey, in this week's Parsha, Pasuk Lamed, Vayor Moshe B'nei Yisrael Ra'u Kara Hashem Etz Yehuda. So Moshe says to B'nai Israel, see, I have called, Hashem has called for, singled out by name, B'tzalel B'dori B'chor L'bati Yehuda. It seems from this language that when it says Re'u, see, like what are you seeing? So it seems that they, B'nai Israel, doubted Moshe. In fact,
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Moses giving everything to his own family.
Right, very good. Abravidel says exactly that. Abravidel says exactly what Evan said. Ra'ei karasi b'shei b'tzala al tachush adivrei ha'obrim. Don't be concerned with the people who want to say ra'ei ata yusi v'chol ish behem yireh. And everyone will see shani b'charti b'tzala. I chose b'tzala sos ha'blacha azos. V'karasi oso b'shmo v'shem aviv 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 b'tzala b'dor b'chol l'bat Yehuda. God said, "I selected that he should be the architect." Ki adam yira le'edav, the people could see, you know, vayira le'levav miharoi. Most people can only see by their eyes, but I could see in the hearts. Miharoi, who's fit? Va'amaleo so ruach elokim, and I fill him with this ruach elokim, which Baruch points out is probably connected to the word ruach hakodesh. Maybe that's why Rashi chose that. But again, was this another example of nepotism? So Moshe's tell B'nai Yisrael, Re'u kara Hashem. No, this is not nepotism. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God called for Betzalel to be selected. And you can imagine, by the way, if indeed Betzalel had no talents, then you could understand why the B'nai Yisrael even more so would doubt that this was not, you know, that this was... You know, that he was selected for some reason. In other words, it's one thing. I mean, there's probably no one who left Egypt with talents, with fine arts and weaving stuff. And there's probably no one who could do this. So if there was someone who was an expert, so presumably all B'nai Yisrael would understand. So especially if he had no talents like we're suggesting. Especially if he had no talents like we're suggesting, we could understand why Moshe has to make the claim that God picked him. I understand why you're doubting that he's worthy. He's a 13-year-old boy, as the Gemara Sanhedrin says. He is someone who has no talents, but he was selected by God. And the only quality that he has is the fact that he's Ben Uri, Ben Hur, Labate Yehuda. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pointing out, perhaps, and the Torah is pointing out, that what are his credentials? Maybe his credentials are simply that he is Ben Uri Ben Hur Labate Yehuda. And again, because after all, this is God's house, so God gets to pick his own architect. And there's a beautiful medrash. I apologize, I didn't zoom, sorry Alan. There is a beautiful medrash. Try to zoom it a little better here. So there's a beautiful medrash in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. And the medrash is trying to tell us that these terms, Chachma, Tevuna, and Das, are used when during very significant events. The Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer in Perek Gimel says that Chachma, Tevuna, and Das, so they're included when, number one, from Mishlei, with the land. Hashem Chachma Yasad Eretz. Hashem created the world with Chachma, Tevuna, and Das. He cites the pasuk from Mishlei. And the Medrash then says, the Mishkan was created with Chachma, Tevuna, and Das, and that's with Bezalel. And the Beis HaMikdash is created with Chachma, with Tevuna, and Das. Right? He's saying that the Ben Isha Almanah, whom Matin Avtaliv, Aviv Ish Tzarich, Horesh, Nechoshet, Vayimaleyes, HaChachma, Vesatvuna, Vesadash. And then, with these three qualities also, the Beis HaMikdash will be built to the future, B'Chachma, Yibad HaBayis, V'Tvuna, Yitkodan, U'Vedas, Chadrim Yibalu. And in the future, the three gifts will be given to, these three gifts will be given to Yisrael. Shem will give Chachma, Das, and Tvuna, and they'll be given to the Mashiach. So again, if you think about it, what are we doing? We're creating, these are three qualities that are necessary to create a home for God. These are three qualities that are necessary to create the world. So these, again, you need Chachma, Das, and Tevuna Das to create a home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And
that's what it's called Chabad.
Chachma Bina Das, right?
Yeah.
You also needed to build your own home and a marriage.
Yes, that's true. Yes. So here, we needed a home at this time. Why do we need a home for God in this time? Because we thought that God had left us. And we needed to bring God back in our lives in a very profound way by building a home for him. We want to bring God back into our lives. We build a home for him. So you know how you bring God back into your lives? You build a home that's designed by Bezalel. So who is Bezalel? So the Meshech Chachma points out in this week's Parsha, Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, he says, again, the Torah very often just mentions a person and his father's name. Here, he mentions the grandfather, Hur, and the tribe, Lamati Yehuda. And the Meshech Chachma specifically points out that he's addressing the fact that, number one, he mentions the grandfather's name, and he mentions that he comes from Yehuda. Why? Ha'inyan. What's the idea? De mesiras nefesh tzarich lios shelo b'chakira v'hit chakmut yetera. He says the following, big yesod. Says that mesiras nefesh, you know, giving up your lives for Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can't have too much chakira, too much wisdom. When you decide, you know what? I'm going to give up my life. I'm just going to do it. If you're always, should I not do this? Sometimes Mesiras Nefesh forces you to take the plunge. You can't do it with chakira and hit chakmut yitera, with so much investigation and with so much additional wisdom. The Yehuda, Masar Atzmo Bayam, B'Mesiras Nefesh. So what's Mati Yehuda? When did Yehuda use Mesiras Nefesh? Who's that? Nachshon Ben Aminadab. He jumps in the sea. What's going to happen? Should we pray to Hashem? Should we fight the Egyptians? What's going to be this, then, the other? He goes straight in. V'chein Chur, Masar Atzmo Be'egel. He also was willing to give up his life for the golden calf. And look what he says. He says, "De chakira ta'akev b'ritzon p'nimi milim sor nafshal kiddush Hashem Yisbarach." So that sometimes in-depth investigation prevents you from being willing to give up your life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So look what he writes. He says, the Meshech Chachma says, stat lochein. Therefore, Amar, he says, Shebavur zeh, because of this, Shelo chakru velo nischakmu yosem edai. They didn't investigate and try to become too wise. Lochein vayimale oso b'chachmu das. He filled Bezalel with wisdom and das. In other words, what the Beshech Chachma is saying is that as a reward for their actions of Mesiris Nefesh, without so much das, they didn't act, again, you can't be completely foolish, but they didn't engage in excessive thinking about it, just Mesiris Nefesh. So therefore, the reward is that Bezalel, who possessed the same genes as Nachshon ben Aminadav, as Chor, he would receive the greatest amount of wisdom imaginable, even the ability to be an expert in the fine arts. And perhaps this is why he was given these talents, because these talents become a clear indication that they came from God. As once he was, not only did Moshe say, oh, see that God chose them, once they saw that he had these qualities, then perhaps, you know, once he started showing his talents, maybe beforehand he didn't have it. I don't know when he got it, but at some point once he got it, that was a clear indication that he got that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, if you think about it, the Meshech Chachma makes the paradoxical statement that Mesiris Nefesh, without thinking, leads to Das, leads to unmatched wisdom to the level of Ruach HaKodesh. And perhaps the Torah presents Ahaliyav as a foil to Bezalel. He is the naturally gifted artisan who should have been the architect if not for the fact that Bezalel was given these divine powers because of his lineage and because of his genes. The details of his designs are unimportant to us, but what is important is that the person who achieved unmatched Das is the person who acted for God with the least amount of Das. And because maybe the message of Bezalel is that surrendering to Hashem leads to the greatest amount of Das. Because if we give up our lives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem loves us, Hashem wants to share with us. That's what we say every day in Davening, Atach Onein L'Adam Das. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shares the Das with us. Okay? And this is a message that perhaps neither Aaron nor Moshe can give. They speak to God, as it were, in a sense, they obviously can build the Mishkan. That's not a chiddush. In other words, had Moshe and Aaron built the Mishkan, then it might still be perceived as exclusive to Moshe and Aaron, who obviously were at a totally different level than the rest of Bnei Israel. But after the sin of the golden calf, what do we try to do? We try to connect to God with our own wisdom. What do we try to do? We try to think, oh, we'll build a calf, and this is the way to connect to Hashem. We used our chachma to try to connect with Hashem and build an Egel Azav. So you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us? He says, you know how your average Jew, not a Moshe, not an Aaron, can build a home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your lives? It's through Mesiris Nefesh without chachma. It's about surrender. And I think that, you know, we come into this world craving knowledge. We all want to understand. We all want to master information. We all want to know everything. And the Meshech Chachma tells us, this shares with us this paradoxical message of Bezalel. You want to understand. You want to master knowledge. You want to find meaning. You want to achieve the greatest amount of Chachma. So the answer really is, we have to surrender ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once we limit our own judgment and defer to the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that attitude of surrendering our own judgment can paradoxically achieve the greatest amount of Das imaginable, and maybe that's the message of Bezalel.